Q&A episode 1, kickoff to questions and answers.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Howdy all, how are you? All right, this is brand new. This is a kickoff to questions and answers. And we're trying this out to see if it's going to work. It really all depends on you, because this is my time to answer your questions. We're going to do kind of lightning round. Remember, you can submit those multiple ways. Go to createyournow.com. There's a little pink button on the right-hand side. You'll see send voicemail. You can actually click on that and leave me a voicemail. Send me an email, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. I want to hear from you. Reach out to me. I am here. I'm listening. Okay, let's do this. Are you ready? Here we go. Colleen sends in, why do some people lose 3 to 4 pounds a week and some only a quarter of a pound? Whew, good question. Well, a couple answers to that. Number one, do not compare yourself to somebody else. I don't care if you're doing the exact same thing. You do not have the exact body. So how you do it is going to be different from your neighbor, okay? It's going to be totally different. Your body is very unique, number one. Number two to that part question there is that everybody takes in things differently. So if you're starting a brand new regimen and your body's not used to working out, it's in shock. It's going, whoa, hold on here, lady. Yeah, it doesn't know what to do. And so it's almost kind of afraid to let go of anything because it's like, oh, if I continue this, will I get it back? The answer is continue it and you will begin to see the shift, okay? When you start, especially if you're doing like strength and resistance training, you're tearing those muscles, you're wanting to lengthen and lean them out. That is always a good thing. If you start walking more and you're more of a sitter, okay? There's another big thing. Your body's in shock, so give it time to adjust. It begins to trust you that you're going to feed it, then it will begin to release it. So give it time, and remember, you are unique, okay? So don't compare. It's real easy to do, but don't do it. Okay, second question. Here we go. How can some people eat sugar products all day and not gain weight? Well, it's really genes. All of us are made differently. And I say it's genes is because what we eat in our body, okay, is different than how we see it, okay? Our eyes see an apple. Our eyes see a cupcake. Our eyes see a carrot. Now, how that body takes it in is all chemical. Yes, we're going to keep it simple here. It's a chemical reaction. So your body takes it in and you can eat an apple or you can eat a cupcake. It sees and detects sugar and it says, ooh, I'm a storer. I want to take it and store it forever. Okay, that's just how you're made up. So you may actually need less sugar for your body. That means less carbs, less starches, okay? Not as much fruit as what you think you need. That's why sometimes those smoothies can get us the wrong way because we think we're eating healthy, we are, but that chemical reaction within our body is the key factor, okay? So that's why some people can eat sugar products and some people can't because it's how it actually takes it in, okay? So really, you're like, okay, well, what's the easy answer here? For you, if you're one who looks at sugar food and you gain weight, then carbs are going to be an issue for you. And you really need to be working with someone to make sure you're getting what you need at the time you need, okay, for your body. Again, no comparison. Get out of that big, huge C comparison trap. It gets you every single time. All right, moving on. Number three, how often should you check the scales? Oh my goodness. Back to numbers. Numbers are horrible. We have numbers on a hanger. We have numbers on a scale. We live by numbers. And in fact, we need to just throw it all away, okay? When you get on the scale, at most once a week, Okay. And actually you could go once a month. Yes, you heard me, once a month. You need to be knowing what you're putting in your body, the plan that you have for your health. You know whether or not you're eating right. You know if you're eating processed junk food, you're going to see that number go up. But at the same time, depending upon your activities, you may retain water at times. Like if you're not drinking enough water, your body's going to hold on to it. Why? Because it needs it. So it's very important to find that harmony for your body, all right? So with the scale, at most once a week, preferably once a month, and you need to take measurements. Measurements are very important because you can shift in inches, but your weight may actually go up. If you're doing strength training, you actually may gain some weight, not because necessarily muscle weighs more than fat. It's a little bit different. We could go into a huge long discussion on that alone. But the whole premise is that you are getting leaner. So you're going to shrink in size, not necessarily by weight, but in size, by diameter, what you are around. So measure your thighs, measure your upper arms, measure your waist, know your chest measurements. Those are key, even your neck, because your neck will change too, okay? So go to those types of measurements and stay clear of that scale. Again, at most once a week, maybe preferably once a month. Okay. All right. Going on. Wendy sends in, what are your healthy snacks that can be prepped in advance? Oh, great question. Quick grabs. You need quick grabs. This can be made up of a lot of things. Okay. Number one, I like to start with protein because you need to have protein. We think we're having enough. Most of us are not getting enough true good protein. So when you're cooking, overcook, meaning cook more, not just for leftovers so you can have an easy night, but cook it for your snack. So for example, if you're doing chicken breast, cook an extra chicken breast or two or three, okay, and slice them up. Then when you get hungry, open up the refrigerator. You can grab that piece of chicken that you've already had sliced, grab it and eat it. Yum. It tastes awesome. If you want to, you can warm it up a little bit, but it's perfect. And it just kind of, it curbs that appetite. Protein is awesome for that. Other quick grabs, obviously, are veggies, okay? Stick more to the green veggies. Then you don't have to worry so much about what you're doing. That's if you're wanting to lose weight. Now, if you're wanting to be healthy and weight is not an issue for you, then any vegetable is fine, okay? But if you're wanting to lose weight, stay towards the green vegetables versus eating unlimited colored vegetables, okay? Meaning the color gets into sweetness. So depending upon where you are with your sugars and carbs and starches, that can be an issue, okay? No, you can't overeat, but you may be eating too much sugar for your particular body, okay? So your veggies, celery, cucumbers, an awesome thing. Love cucumbers, okay? Cucumbers, and if you want some protein, add some hummus with it. Have some hummus in there, a little bit, yum. And you can get so many different hummuses on the market now. You can make it yourself, but hummus is a great thing to have. And so instead of having crackers, you have your little cucumber chip and put a little bit of hummus on there. Yummy, okay? And then broccoli. Those are some great quick grabs that you can have, okay, for veggies. Also, I mentioned hummus, and then your nuts. Now, your nuts, be very careful. Make sure that when you grab them, either you have a container that you can put them in, because if you take the whole container, you might be eating three or four or five servings, and that's not helping you on the weight loss side of things, okay? So measure out your nuts. I love nuts. I can overeat nuts. Truly can overeat them. Almonds, think about 12 to 16 almonds, okay? A little handful. If you want something kind of sweet and salty at the same time, an apple with almonds, great, great snack right there, okay? Just be careful though on your nuts. It's real easy to go over on that. All right. So that's it for our Q&A. Very simple. Be sure to submit your questions. I really want to keep this short and sweet for you just so you can have a taste of something new and different. Questions that you may think of that are, and there's no dumb question. Ask it, because I guarantee you, if you were thinking it, somebody else is. So Q&A, here we go. We'll see if you like it. Let me know. We'll see you on the other side. Love you guys. Blessings. Hugs. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.